Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Good morning. I'm Margie Ellisort, Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. There are now more than 1 million cases of coronavirus around the world and more than 245,000 in the United States, with almost 6,000 deaths. A third resident has died from COVID-19 at Frontier Health and Rehab in St. Charles. The St. Louis City Board of Aldermen sent a letter to Missouri Governor Mike Parson asking him to declare a statewide stay-at-home order and requesting more tests for the city. Across Missouri, more than 1,800 people have tested positive and 19 Missourians have died. In Illinois, health officials report 715 new cases and 16 more deaths. That adds up to nearly 7,700 cases and 157 deaths. Those numbers show North St. Louis has the hardest hit area in the city, and now there is a second testing site open to help residents. The site at Affinia Healthcare, located at 1717 Biddle Street, is the first in North St. Louis to offer drive-up services. When it comes to paying for testing, the staff says that's one of the last things you should be worried about. Crowded parks are a concern for containing the spread of the coronavirus, and now St. Louis County Executive Sam Page has ordered all parks to be closed. The chain starts at 8 tonight. They're expected to be closed throughout at least April 22nd. Barricades and electronic message boards near park entrances will be in place to keep the public out. If needed, park rangers and county police will patrol. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, a slow-moving front will bring more clouds than sun today, along with a few spotty rain showers. The showers will be hit and miss with lots of dry time today. Temperatures will run a bit cooler, staying in the mid-60s. More widespread showers are likely tonight into Saturday morning. It will turn colder late tonight, with temperatures dipping into the lower 40s. Then tomorrow will remain mostly cloudy with a few morning showers. Highs will be cool to the mid-50s. Sunday, the pick day of the weekend, with partly cloudy skies and temps in the 60s.